Dear Lord, let us be as flexible in our lives as you are with our sins. L'chaim.
L'chaim, you went to yoga.
Ha ha ha. Yes.
You're very jacked up today.
Yes, I am.
What's going on?
I don't know. I've been happy. Oh, I just said I've been depressed earlier this week, right?
That's how it works.
Here comes the manic part.
That's how it works. Good God. I'll try to enjoy it now.
Well, all this exercise stuff is really awesome. I mean, I'm sore like crazy. Yoga's been getting a really ridiculous name. You don't just sit there and chant, and you don't just like lay there and I don't know, think about your thoughts. You got to do these things that are quite difficult and awesome. Because you're about to do it, and you're like, there's no way I can do it. And then you do it, and you're like, what? Yeah, it's like that.
You're like, what?
Wow. No, Jess, it's her first real class. And I got to be a part of it. Like, I know we said we went to, she taught us, but that was like, you know, her pre-real class. This was like.
That was in her house, the first one, right?
It was in Lori's house. But this one, I went to the yoga studio. Anybody off the street can come in. She was teaching her first class. There were like a couple dozen people there. This is her calling. This is what she needs to be doing because it was so awesome that I'm considering like going to yoga once a week.
It's so funny. God made her to do yoga.
It's awesome.
That's her calling. When did they invent yoga?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something that you were born
Ask
to do yoga,
Buddha.
But you're from like the 1600s?
Well, how about you're born to podcast, but...
I'm born to do radio, born to stand on a soapbox.
But what about like people like your brother who are born to just play with, you know... I mean, what job would he have? He'd figure it out, but he's a computer genius.
Right.
All these computer geniuses, you know, people who write code or people who whatever, I guess they'd be the ones inventing it or something, but...
I guess
you know
God
I mean?
Also waits until, you know, as there's new jobs.
Oh, you know, thank God there is a God, because God is the one.
There's the depression. I took a nap right before this. I had a fantastic dream about my family, and Bret Michaels was there.
Yeah.
And my family just stared. They're not into him. They don't understand how great he was.
It's so funny that you had a dream with your family. You're visiting your family, but Bret Michaels is there.
Bret Michaels is there.
Am I there too, or is he your date for the evening?
You're not there.
Oh, so Bret Michaels went to Christmas with you or whatever holiday or just to visit.
Just to visit.
And he's your new boyfriend.
No, you tried to come on a bus. You got a flat tire.
Oh, so now you're sabotaging my situation so that you can be Bret Michaels'
date.
There
was only two beds in the hotel room.
I don't know. I think like... This is pretty gay.
We talked about chicks.
Mm-hmm. Their hair and how they do it.
All my family just, we just stared at each other again. And we had to play some kind of game where you passed around some kind of game piece. And that meant you could ask the person to the right of you some kind of question. And that's the way we were able to get people to talk. And so then me and Bret couldn't take it anymore.
It gets gayer and gayer.
So we go back to our hotel room. What? Separate beds? What?
Seriously?
So two dudes are in a hotel room.
This is what you're dreaming about?
I don't see what's so weird.
I hope this is because you're sick, because I think I'm losing a boyfriend.
Again, we're talking about chicks.
Mm-hmm.
He starts calling up some
it's
chicks.
It's not gay if while it's happening you're talking about chicks,
you
right?
You can tell right away he's trying to get some play, and when the girl hymns and haws, he gets her off the phone right away. And then we went to the bar, and he was going to buy some real expensive booze for my family, and I said, my family's not going to appreciate it. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, I was just nervous because I knew it would be so expensive, and I couldn't split half of that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So it would be a lot.
You were nervous about expenses?
I was nervous about you and our expenses.
Do you know that you're not
nervous? I can't even enjoy a dream,
can I? No, but you're
I?
Not nervous about expenses in real life, but you're nervous about it in your dream.
Oh, my Lord. You know, forget it. I'm not telling you anything else. But we rode motorcycles together.
Into the sunset?
Forget the whole thing. You wish. You wish you knew. Dear Keith and Hemda, Ray writes, I just wanted to write you this email to let you know about my situation. I'm currently working overseas in Iraq, and I'm not able to download any episodes of Keith and the Girl. The company I work for doesn't let us. I went on the forums and asked for some help. Maybe someone could download the episodes and send them to me. I offered money for them taking the time to send me a CD of episodes I'm behind on, and a lot of people responded, but the first person, Jeremy, our Jeremy, offered to help out free of charge. He said he already had all the episodes downloaded and had plenty of blank discs laying around.
Wow.
I offered to pay him for everything, but he refused. I offered to pay the postage. He declined. I even offered to buy him some wearable propaganda from the Keith and the Girl store. He even turned this down. I didn't know what else to do, but I felt that he should be recognized for his support. Being overseas and away from the family and friends is hard. Being able to listen to the show is a huge morale booster. It's like having two of your funny friends, blah, 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 blah. That's it. A loyal listener always, Ray Martinez.
Wow, Jeremy.
Isn't that nice?
How do we thank Jeremy enough? You know, Jeremy's also, he knows that people are coming in from out of town for Keith's stand-up show April 15th. And he's organizing the days before and after because people are making it their New York vacation. And so I'm hearing things like they're all going to Jon Stewart taping. There's a list of things to do. And so what Jeremy and I are going to do is get all that stuff, and I'm going to post it on / events so that if you are visiting New York, maybe you want to just join everybody else for all this stuff. It's making me want a vacation with them, you know?
Like during that week?
During that, whatever. They're organized. Like, you know when you go on vacation, you get a little nervous, like you're not going to get your money's worth, sort of.
Right.
Because it's really hard to justify a vacation for, like, your average working person.
Agreed.
So they're making it like you're not going to have a moment if you don't want a moment, you know?
Right.
It sounds awesome. Anyway, Jeremy, we can't thank you enough on a daily basis.
There's somebody else helping us out, Iron Man Bobby.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Hemda. It's Iron Man Bobby. Just like, if you call him, you know that a whole bunch of us went to go drink at Rio tonight, and then we went to the Clarendon Apple Store and downloaded every single episode of Keith and the Girl on every single Mac in the store. So hopefully a whole bunch of people that are shopping will get to know Keith and the Girl. Didn't have any stickers, so that was the next best thing I could think of. Have a good show. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
That is so cool.
Now that's perfect.
By the way, kids, that's the latest in what you do when you get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a Mac store and download things. That's so awesome. Fucking Iron Man.
Microsoft Corporation has pounced on slumping internet icon Yahoo. With an unsolicited takeover offer of $44.6 billion and its boldest bid yet to challenge Google Inc.'s dominance of the lucrative online search and advertising markets. I like the layout of Google better.
Yahoo's too much.
Just do what Google's doing. I like Google. You know what I mean?
Google just recently added a whole bunch of stuff like Yahoo does, but I ignore it.
I don't take advantage of
it. When I go to Google, that means I actually specifically want to do one thing.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I don't need the rest of the page.
The surprise offer of $31 million per share, made late Thursday and announced Friday today, seizes on Yahoo's weakness while Microsoft tries to muscle up in high-stakes battle with Google, likely to define the technology landscape for years to come. I'll probably type words in this time. In a statement Friday, Yahoo said it will carefully and promptly study Microsoft's bid. I'll study it. I'll stare at it.
What, the number?
$44.6 billion.
I'd like to study $44.6 billion.
Should have put the work. You got to put the work in.
Oh, shit.
Some things we talked about yesterday. There's video footage of Heath Ledger doing drugs at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of celebrities wrote to Entertainment Tonight.
Is this the party where he sat in the closet?
No.
Oh.
A lot of people wrote to Entertainment Tonight and said, you know, you said you're going to show this thing to Heath Ledger. Enough's enough. Don't play it. And it was enough celebrities that they said, well, our job is talking about celebrities, so we shouldn't play it.
Really?
Billy Bush.
What does Heath
Ledger have? Actually, excuse me. Please excuse me. That was, Access Hollywood. I mean, yeah, Access. No, I'm very sorry. That was Entertainment Tonight and The Insider, and they said don't play it. All these things are the fucking same. All right, here's the story. Who gives a shit? Access Hollywood's Billy Bush has launched a verbal war with the folks at Entertainment Tonight over that show's use of the controversial tape of Heath Ledger allegedly using drugs. It was an unusual attack, one that exposed the heated rivalry between the entertainment news magazines. Entertainment Tonight, anchored by Mary Hart, aired a tease for the tape Wednesday night, which used clips from the video. But after an email campaign was launched against the show, the producers of ET and sister show The Insider said they would not air more of the tape as planned last night. But then some of the key parts of the tape were online and had become part of the debate on how dead celebrities should be treated. ET's response was not good enough, Bush said in a pointed response on AccessHollywood.com. Quote, I am shocked that Mary Hart would read this crap. I know her and she's a very nice lady, but it's clear to me that she took whatever they put in her hand and read it with the same excitable veneer you'd expect to hear at a 50-sock hop.
Wait a minute.
He does the same shit.
But the thing is, I don't know, the news is still the news if somebody died of an overdose and...
But you don't have to show that he did drugs. You know, they have a video of him doing drugs.
So what? That's when illegal he was alive. When you have a video of somebody robbing someone you showed on the news.
Right.
I don't follow. This is special treatment for celebrities.
Because, you know what? Because they're saying robbing is bad.
Doing drugs is not bad?
But they're saying that's his personal business, is what they're saying.
But it's illegal, right?
It's illegal, yes.
Okay.
Bush's response was also indicative of the kind of messages left by our readers to the story about the tape and Entertainment Tonight airing the tease. Billy Bush is the same piece of shit. He's the same piece of shit. Don't do that. You don't want to humiliate him. But up next, David Hasselhoff eating a hamburger drunk.
Right.
I sure hope he gets help. Thanks, Billy Bush. Fuck you. You're all the same scumbags. Here's something we can't believe. They took a picture of Britney Spears' breast. Look close and you can see it. Shocking. Paparazzi too far? More video coming up next. Oh, well. Speaking of robbing, the lady from 60 Minutes was robbed. A burglar posing as a construction worker broke into 60 Minutes reporter Leslie Stahl's Upper West Side penthouse and carted off more than $800,000 worth of jewelry and electronics. The bandit stole several diamond watches, a pearl necklace, earrings, and gold and silver necklaces.
How did he get caught?
In addition, a laptop computer was taken from the CBS star's 15th floor apartment, which overlooks Central Park West.
How did he get in?
He posed that he was a construction worker.
Oh, okay.
And he just went in and took stuff. He didn't get caught, necessarily.
Oh, I see.
Just looking back, they know that he's a construction worker. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's do some stand-up. This is Jamie Lee. She put her thing into MP3 form.
Oh.
Sunday.
Something earlier hilarious happened, I guess. That's just to suck you in and let you know I am funny.
So I work in entertainment, and today, actually, a very punctual man by the name of Flavor Flav came into my office. If you guys are familiar. He was wearing a black leather bomber jacket that had the Viagra logo embroidered across the back. So naturally, I said, "Hey, Flav, that's a pretty sweet jacket." And he goes, "I kid you not, ho ho! Imagine if I ate it."
That's her thing doing that.
Okay, she said, because I saw this when I went to her thing the other night. She said, "Imagine if I ate it, Flavor Flav."
So you saw this when you went to her stand-up show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw this when we first booked her.
Let's tell her that she won, but she can't use this.
Flavor Flav keeps coming into the office every single day.
It was that day. I thought it was the first time he came into the office.
This is one from Dexter. Hi, my name is Dex. I'm 33 from Connecticut.
Oh, are you not playing the rest of her?
All choppy? I can't.
Oh, okay.
We get Flavor Flav came in. He eats the jacket. He gets a big heart on. He fucks Jamie in the ass. Hi, my name is Dex. I'm 33 from Connecticut. Hopefully my submission has met all the criteria. Can't guarantee it's funny. If it isn't funny as I think, hopefully it will at least be bizarre enough to get a good reaction from Hemda.
Yeah, already good.
Hi, my name is Dex, and the following is mostly disturbing. There's this guy at work, cool guy, known him a few months. The other day we get to talking, and he admits that he's actually a transgender female. Yeah, a year ago he was a chick. Then he changed his name, started hormones, and got his tits removed. Now he's just waiting to get a dick installed. The part that pisses me off is now all I can think about is fucking him. Sheer morbid curiosity, but I still feel like a fag. Then I start wondering if he'd actually feel gay and say no, and imagine trying to deal with that fucking rejection. Maybe I should just go down on his pussy. Speaking of inappropriate things to eat, for a long time I've had this urge to try human flesh. No, not like a vampire, zombie, voodoo, whatever freak. That would be sick. I mean, in the deli, packaged, cured, sliced, and on a sandwich, human goodness. I mean, let's face it, the world needs more food and fewer people, right? Now that I'm on the subject of culling the herd, let's talk about abortion.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I would just have him go up and do segues for 5 minutes. You make the jokes up in the audience.
Now that I'm on the subject of culling the herd, let's talk about abortion. I'm pro-choice and firmly believe that a woman should have the right to choose to end a pregnancy. Unfortunately, people don't always make the right choice. This is why I've come up with the concept of the post-birth abortion. Prior to birth, the mother should be able to end her pregnancy. After birth, I or a party acting on my behalf should be able to decide she made a mistake and correct this mistake. bang, post-birth abortion. Annoyingly slow people in the checkout line? Not a problem. Assholes cutting you off on the highway? Taken care of. Freakishly old people? It's a public service. The best part is, now I have my source of food to feed the world. Just save me a slice of mangina so I can finally get that thought out of my head.
Oh, he wraps it up at the end.
Yeah, and he got you.
Oh.
He got you in the checkout line.
Because I didn't know where it was coming from.
What do you mean?
That we're all of a sudden at the checkout line. We just had a post-abortion.
No, he's saying people that you would abort.
Oh.
Too late in life.
Okay.
So you were laughing for the wrong reasons.
Oh, yeah. But I was still laughing, and according to, you know, what you guys say about Deuce, that counts.
Men are bad.
What's this
That's
one?
Why I like to hang out.
This is O'Brien. This is Lucas O'Brien. Y'all got a stand-up submission from a kid named Amen, not too long ago. I edit the podcast he listens to that he referred to on your show, Best Damn Podcast Ever. I figured if it was entertaining, I'd best try it too. Hmm. I'm 21-year-old male from all around the U.S. I started listening to your show in July, blah, 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 blah.
Men are bad. That's why I like to hang out with women, because they make me feel like less of a man. I'm hoping if I keep it up, my hair will stop falling out and I'll grow a pair of shapely breasts so I have something to entertain myself with in the middle of the night. Of course, that's a pipe dream. Not that I don't like pipe dreams. They do keep me company. You see, I don't really have friends. The only people who call my house are PayPal because they want their money for the Transformers I bought on eBay. But I ain't about to pay them. The arm snapped off and fell behind the sofa, and I'm pretty sure that's covered under the warranty.
What's this, a day in the life?
I like his delivery. PayPal call me.
It's far as go.
I don't really have friends, but I do have a cat, and I love her dearly. I think she judges me, though. She looks at me funny sometimes, as if to say, "Why are you masturbating in front of me? Does it make you feel awkward when you look at furry porn and then you look at me?" It does make me feel awkward, but that is the nature of our complex relationship.
Boo, 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 boo. Sorry, I don't want to boo, but boo.
Not a fan?
No.
I enjoyed it right in the beginning.
Why?
I like,
he sounds like Forrest Gump.
I like the voice. I love the delivery. And I enjoyed the humor behind men are horrible. I try to be around women so I can be less of a man. Because he hates men. So he wants to be less of one.
All right. What the fuck is wrong with you?
All right. Sorry, buddy.
Okay, so I was in the shower before school this morning, and I was just washing up. I was using some bar soap. We don't have any liquid soap. We're too poor for that. But anyway, I was just rubbing my body, and
is liquid soap more expensive? Is that like the fancy kind? We're too poor for liquid soap? Am I missing something?
Liquid soap's more expensive.
Okay, it's fancy.
This, by the way, is Matt. He says, "Hey, Keith and Kenda, this is Matt. I'm Dylan in the movies on the forums, but I don't go out much. But I don't go on much, excuse me. I'm 17 and I'm a senior in high school in Virginia."
Okay, so I was in the shower before school this morning and I was just washing up. I was using some bar soap. We don't have any liquid soap. We're too poor for that. But anyway, I was just rubbing my body and I dropped it. I dropped the soap and I was just thinking, would I be getting fucked in the ass if I was in prison right now? Because I don't think I would. I haven't been in prison ever, but I don't know how skilled they are at it, because it seems like you'd have to just jump on my ass so fast, because, I mean, bar soap, that's a joke, right? It just, like, slips around. You can't, like, just pick it up again. It's not just, like, you're down, you pick it up, your asshole is, like, in one spot at one height.
You look confused.
This is a lot of detail for dropping the soap and wondering about ass rape in prison.
You see, you dropped the soap.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right.
No, the whole time. It's not like that. You're scrambling, like, everywhere. You're on the floor. You're, like, upside down and shit, man. So I don't think that's true, for one. That's myth busted.
did he just myth bust ass rape in prison?
Yes.
Because you don't have time to butt fuck a person on your way down to get the soap?
If somebody drops the soap, you can't just pick the soap up right away. It's slipping and sliding, so it takes you a while.
Ah, okay.
So the ass isn't going to be still for you to fuck it.
Come over. I'm going to strap on. You drop the soap, and we'll see if I could ass rape you.
That's true, for one.
Because I think I can.
Myth busted. So, let's see, what else is there? Okay. I was talking to my friend today, and you know what he said? He said, "I hate those fucking Spics." And I said, "Why'd you say that?" I mean, that sort of shit just pisses me off. I listen to Keith and the Girl, so I know all about the racial issues, but not everybody does. I go, "Yeah, oh, yeah, sure, Spics."
And that's it.
Oh.
Now you'll hear a little static in the background.
Is that like a bad PSA for Spics?
I don't know what it is. There's more, and I think he thinks he recorded something.
Oh, I hear it. It's still going, but he didn't listen back then.
No.
He's like, fuck it, I can't listen to myself. I understand that.
But one take. He did let me know it only took one take.
Well, clearly. Aw, he's going to be so disappointed.
All right, here's the final one for the day. This is two...
After we claimed yesterday that it was... there's one more day.
Mm-hmm.
How many did we get?
There's so many. I could only take like the first 20 seconds until I had... So we'll put them all online for you guys to hear. Maybe somebody makes it that, you know, wasn't even included. Wasn't even played on the show. We'll see. But, yeah, I had to play like the first 20 seconds and decide right away. I don't know how many came in last night. A lot.
Because it was more than a dozen, right?
Way more than a dozen, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, here's the final one. Two Finger Andy from the forums reminding you that if you have a vulva, you're probably insane. Andy from Kansas.
All right.
You know, if there's one thing that's universal among people, it's that everybody hates their job. I don't care if you wash dishes, if you drive a cab, or you're in charge of taking care of Jeff Conaway. On some level, you're hating life. But there's one person out there who has the absolute worst job in the world, and that's the guy that has to play Goofy down at Disney World. He has to get up every day knowing that he's going to dress as a big stupid dog, sign autographs, and spend the rest of the afternoon trying to keep his hands off the kids while the parents take pictures. It's got to do something to his morale. And at some point, he's going to want to try and pick up a chick. And they're going to be sitting in a bar, and they'll be making small talk, and the girl will look over and say, "So what do you do for a living?" And he has to fess up. And what girl really wants that guy? Because at some point, her friends are going to say, "So tell us what's going on with you." And she's going to have to say, "I'm fucking Goofy." But let's not kid ourselves. The guys that dress up in those costumes are not straight. They are gayer than Tom Cruise and Paul Stanley in the Broadway premiere of Brokeback Mountain the musical.
I think he's making fun of you, babe.
Okay, look, you can't control dreams. Okay? That's very subconscious and means nothing.
Yeah, monorails aren't the only thing down at Disney that ride beams. And while we're talking about Disney, guys, let me ask you a little question. If you were to go down on the Little Mermaid, what do you think she would smell like?
Aroo!
That's my time. I'm Two Finger Andy. Up next is Not Deuce. I am out.
I like your ending.
I like that one. And by the way, Two Finger Andy, the mermaid would smell like, "Oh, smell your finger. Two Finger Andy." So much better in my head. Mm-hmm. Just like all the rest of these submissions.
You gonna submit next year, baby?
No.
Let's call Dina, see what she thinks.
All right.
But very good. Thanks for everybody that tried. And we'll have these up this weekend and figure out how people can vote first.
Yeah,
people.
You'll definitely be voting on the forum, so go to keithandthegirl.com/forums. Hi, Dina.
What's up?
What's up with you?
Nothing, feeling better.
Who do you, were you a little sick?
Say again?
You're feeling better? Is that what you said?
I said, are you feeling better?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for asking. I believe I am feeling better. I still have the coughs and congestion here and again, though, but I believe I am feeling better. Thank you.
Robitussin DM.
Keith has taken every possible drug. He first tries to take, like, what's your silly allergy medicine that you always try to take? It's so, like, he's got a cold, so he takes allergy medicine because allergy medicine
is good.
Yeah, he goes, but I'm sneezing, and it says anti-sneezing on the thing. Then no. He starts, yeah. I'm so glad. See, Dina says no.
She's laughing at me.
Yeah, she should be.
I had, like, a really bad cold or maybe, like the flu, and you're taking the wrong meds, and that's why you're sick.
Yeah, and then it takes him a longer
time.
Well,
if you have the flu, there's really not much you can do but let it rock it you know, go through its whole course.
But throughout the whole time, he's taking different medicines. He takes that.
Yeah.
Then he starts taking NyQuil. Then he starts taking Theraflu. In between it, there's like all kinds of aspirins and things. And he refuses to lay in bed. He has to do some kind of everything. And he's coughing up a lung.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
I would have to choke him.
Thank you.
I would choke him. I'd be like, you know what? Take whatever the fuck you want. Don't bother me because you're not listening. So If you're not going to listen, you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, then guess what? You're on your own.
But I should just get rid of all the medicine in the medicine cabinet except for the one that I think that he needs to take. Because it's ridiculous.
Hide them at least somewhere. Don't have to throw them away. That's just expensive.
No, I'm a Jew. I'm not throwing it away. Come on. What's up, baby? What do you have to say? You,
me?
Keith, yeah. No, Dina.
I just don't want my body to develop a tolerance.
And so you're taking 50,000 different things, so you're building the tolerance to 50,000 things.
He's silly. Don't listen to him.
Hey, who are you backing for the stand-up contest? Do you have any favorites, Dina?
Oh, I don't know. I've been listening, and I think a lot of them are funny. As much as I hate to say, I thought Pace was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Disturbing, but funny.
I think Pace has a good chance this year.
I don't know. I really don't have a choice yet. I really don't.
Okay.
All right, I think Pace has a good chance, and Allison has a really good chance.
I think so, too.
Pace was disturbing, but I did laugh, and it was scared. I was scared that I laughed at it, but...
Yeah, it might be funny to have Pace on stage. Although, Allison, I don't know. All right, we're going to find out.
Ready for questions for you this week? Advice with Dina?
Sure.
Adam writes in. Hi. I love you so much and would love for you to help me with my issue. I am 45 and am madly in love with the woman I've been friends with for a while now. Nothing has moved to a relationship yet at all. I'm hesitating to date her because of her two children who are 11 and 13. They are two of the brattiest kids I've met. How could such a great woman have such incredibly misbehaved kids? I can't stand being around them. Is there any way this could work out? Should I tell her how I feel about this? Thanks for any advice, Adam.
You're trying to get with a woman who has almost full-grown kids?
Yeah, 11 and 13, teenagers.
Bad ages, yeah. If they're bad
you're
now.
Not, the likeliness, unless you like your kids, of that actually working out is zero.
So you think he shouldn't go for it?
You can't sit there and discipline her kids, because she's going to get mad at you, and it's a bad situation all around, I think.
He should just find another her without the kids.
Exactly.
No,
I mean,
Keith,
he likes her, but he doesn't like the kids, so he doesn't like her all that much, right?
But Keith thinks that that's how it works. He goes, like, if I like you, but I don't like this about you, then I'll find you without that thing. So earlier on in the relationship, he's like, we were about to go to Florida for vacation. He's like, what if you find a me that doesn't drink so much? And I'm like... What the fuck am I going to say to that? Is there...
But she likes you, though, Keith. That's the thing. That's different. You know, Keith doesn't have kids. Kids become the extra component here that makes the whole story different.
Keith, what do you think? If somebody would have bratty kids, would you be able to date that person?
I would try to fix the kids, absolutely.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You would get involved.
Oh, I wouldn't totally date a dude if I had asshole kids. I would be like, fuck you, I'm out
here. You now get married, you're the father, you're responsible for the kids, you're gonna have to put them through college. Yes, it's not too late to mold you.
You think so? What do you think?
But if they're your blood, yeah. But if they're not your blood,
it's not
my responsibility to take care of somebody else's fucking kids.
Is it my responsibility to?
They have a father and a mom.
So I'm not going to be expected to pay for college. I'm not going to be expected to give you lunch money.
Yeah, you are.
Are they your blood?
Of course I am.
You're sharing finances because you're getting married.
Right. You could just tell your new wife, they're not my blood. Are they my blood? That's what you'd be able to answer to a lady. Are they my blood?
But never mind her, where, by the way, if I had a kid and you stepped in, I wouldn't just let you
discipline
them.
Yeah, but if you're not allowed to discipline them and you have to still pay for college.
You can't be home
bullshit.
All the time.
You're going to pay for college and let them fucking run right over you the whole time?
I don't think so, Dina.
But how would you discipline 11 and 13-year-olds that aren't even yours?
I don't know. How do I pull up my pants?
Smack the shit out of them. That's what you do.
That's right. Old school.
But if you can't do that, because then you'll go to jail because they're not your kids and you just smack somebody else's kids. See, catch 22. The world's not fucking perfect.
So you're telling this guy, no, don't even bother. 11 and 13, all this hassle. You're going to have to pay for him, but you're not allowed to fix him?
My point is, he likes the woman. but he doesn't like the kids. Right. It's never going to work out. Bottom line.
Right. At least wait till they're out of the house and then decide if she still has it in her.
Yeah, he's only got like 5-6 years to wait, and after you get over a certain age, that doesn't seem like much.
Yikes. Well, Gray says you probably shouldn't tell her. Well, you know, I think your kids are douchebags, but if you could fix that, want to get some coffee sometime?
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead and tell her that her kids are assholes. See how that works out. How about you try that first and then listen to whatever else says?
I say you bring it up to her, my kids are assholes, but like as a joke. Like, wow, your kids are wild. They're going to probably be in a gang soon, right?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they're assholes. Like, my kids? Yeah, you know, those women birth those kids out of their loins. You say one bad thing, regardless of how nasty their kids are. You say your kid's acting like a jerk. All of a sudden, you're the fucking asshole. You never can win. Those people that have children win every time. You say, oh, I got this pain in my back. Oh, it's not as bad as having babies. Fuck you, I don't care.
That's a good point.
It's like, seriously, I'm not trying to trump you. I'm just saying I got a bad back. What the fuck?
Are you gonna have kids eventually? Do you plan on having kids?
No. I don't.
Fuck no.
I can't deal with children. I don't even like children, honestly. They're like a poison to me.
Oh, my God. All right, that's fair. I like that you're honest about it.
Do you have any?
I'm being honest. Yeah, seriously, I'm not going to sit there and say, yeah, I'm going to never have, you know?
Yeah, I think that's great.
I need one of those anti-poison pills. Oh, birth control pills, I mean. Birth control, you call them.
Are you on birth control?
I use the patch, the shot, and the fucking birth control pills.
Yeah, right.
No,
Looks like you got the poison. Yeah, 4 months in.
I was trying to get a voluntary hysterectomy, but nobody will do it for me.
Really? Nobody will do it? I was thinking about that recently.
I was thinking about it too, going, what the fuck do I need it for? I don't know, kids.
You should let them know on the forums. Somebody lives by you.
I'm not getting some back fucking alley doctor to take it from the forums.
Don't say that about our listeners.
Ovaries and shit. You crazy.
Because they might do something wrong and you won't be able to have babies.
They might do something where I'll turn into the fucking make me have a dick or something.
They're artists now. George in San Francisco.
They are artists. That's what I'm saying. It'll be a nice dick, but it'll be a dick nonetheless.
George is writing to Dina, I am 32 years old and have only slept with my wife so far. We've been together since high school now, and I am in the middle of a divorce, and I think that's a good thing. My wife has been mean to me the last 5 years of our marriage and then left me for someone else. Now I'm about to be alone for the first time. My problem is that 32. The problem is that 32. She has made me feel so bad about myself that I'm not sure where to begin in my life alone. I'm worried that I will be alone or lonely. I don't even know how to begin to talk to women at this point. How can I get back in the game or at least get my spine back? George the Pussy in San Francisco.
I'm 32. Where is he from?
She's solving all the problems tonight.
That's what we look around here for. We look for the rejects. Right? I don't know. Where is he from? I might be able to help him out better. I don't know.
He lives in San Francisco.
Oh, damn. My brother lives in San Francisco. I might have to relocate.
This guy sounds like such a catch.
To get back in the game. You just have, you know, I don't know, because dating somebody, you're, what, 32, and you dated somebody since high school? You have no clue how that whole dating world goes.
How
horrible it is, you know?
Oh, yeah.
How old Spooky? 26?
The whole dating world is now 30. So bad, you know?
What do you think? Do you think that he should try online dating?
I think he should get out, go do some shit in his community at least first. Because I have a friend that dates online a lot, and she gets people that swear they're abducted by aliens. I swear to God, I tell her to write a book so she can make $1 million.
Wow.
And she's like, oh, this guy, he goes, oh, I haven't been around for a couple of years, finds out he was, I go, who was he? And she tells me the name. I said, you know why he wasn't around for a few, I mean, it's not a huge town. So I said, you know why he wasn't around for the last 4 years? She goes, why? I go, because he bit a guy's ear off at a bar, and I was there that night. He got, like, 4 years in jail for assaulting somebody, biting the guy's ear off. And I'm like, you went on a date with him? She goes, yeah, he was really nice. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, date a guy that he bit a dude's ear off. That's awesome.
I think dating can go that way regardless of whether you meet a person online or not. But I like what Dina was saying earlier. Do something in your community.
Take a spin class.
Go to, I don't know, go to something. Do something. There's a million things. I mean, even in this little shit-ass town, there's a fucking million things to do. If you're, you know, if you really want to do it.
I agree.
But,
there is, I mean, George,
even online, dude, try it all. Who cares?
Dare George, do something. Sincerely, Dina.
I moved to New York and maybe we could talk.
Snowboy in Canada. Here's the final one, Dina. Dear Dina, I'm white, 17 years old, male virgin. In a few weeks, my family is taking a week-long Caribbean vacation, and I plan on losing my virginity in that time. Aww. I've never had a girlfriend, never drank or did drugs, and I've never been to a real party. So I guess I'm socially inexperienced in that sense. I never really hang out with anybody unless we're doing some sports or outdoor activity, so I've never hung out with girls just to hang out. Do you have any advice on what I can do in the Caribbean to get some? I think it might be different because nobody knows me, and there could be a girl just as horny as me. Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Also, how far do you think is normal for the first time? What does that mean? Thanks, Snowboy.
How far? What does that mean?
As far as you want. Don't be
all the way in?
Put it in all the way in.
Yeah. And you know what? Take it out a little bit and then put it in again. And then, you know what else you can do? Take it out a little bit again, put it in again, and then just one more time, because I think that's probably all you have in you. Take it out and put it in again.
The tip at first, the tip, and then just boom, next time, boom, just all the way in.
Here's what I think, if I can jump in for that. He sounds athletic. Take a frisbee on the beach and just throw it in the direction of the girl you like.
There you go.
And oops, can you get that for me? Oh, nice throw. And then, if she doesn't seem interested at that second, either pick someone else or do it again in like 5 minutes. Oh, man, I can't believe I keep hitting you. I think you got to join my game.
Just keep doing it. Throw the big net out. Just take that net and just throw it over the whole fucking beach. Just keep doing it until somebody fucking bites.
That's right.
Like fishing.
Yeah, why not?
Like fishing.
Listen, they're all there to have sex, too. And you're 17. If you're athletic, you're not
in bad
shape.
If I go to the fucking Caribbean, I'm getting laid. I don't care who the hell is by.
See that?
That's right.
Fuck it.
If they're not the Caribbean color, they're there on vacation, and then there's a big target on their pace.
Just don't make it into a whole Natalie Holloway situation. Just tell them that.
What's this?
I don't know, but just tell them that.
No, with a girl that went down to, I don't know, like someplace and was murdered by...
Oh, don't worry about that. Yeah.
But use a condom. That's all. And then put it in and then take it out again.
Just get a prostitute. They got them at all the
vacation
spots.
Yeah, I'm sure
there's
a bunch in the Caribbean. I don't really know much about the Caribbean.
Listen,
I'm sure there's a few whores down there.
Only get a prostitute if it's the last day and you haven't scored yet, but it's the freaking Caribbean. Throw frisbee on somebody's head and you'll get some head.
There. Isn't there whores everywhere? So,
that's my slogan.
You can actually go to like the corner store and find a whore. Anywhere.
Yeah, upstate
really.
You can. Sure. The corner store sells whores.
Oh, wow.
Ah, come on.
Oh, come on now.
Come on. Please, I live in New York. We don't have whores
on
the corner store.
She makes fun of upstate New York.
You just made fun of upstate New York.
Well, if you take the bell off your door, Dina.
I don't have a bell on my door, thank
ding,
you.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, there you go.
The bell has been gone for like 4 or 5 years, thank you very much. So.
Did you call your boyfriend lately?
Nope.
Good job, Dina.
I'm a good person now, see?
That doesn't make you a bad
person. I
think
I had to do it for a reason. There was a reason why I had to do it. And right. I think everybody would understand eventually down the line that if you're in the same situation, there was something a little close. I mean, yeah, I needed it for closure.
I know.
It was a fucked up, sick-ass way of closure, but that was what it was.
And there's something cool about prison dick. I get it. I get it.
Wow.
That's like bad boy cock. I know what you guys do. I read things.
It was better 7, 8 years ago than it was.
Yeah, before he got raped in the ass a few times.
Yeah, so I asked him, I said, I'm not going to fuck you if you've been fucked by other dudes. No. And no, I was just kidding. If you can't be honest with somebody, you know what I mean? It's like, honestly, you like got banged up the ass. I'm not going to say, no, it never happened at jail. Like,
she's saying okay. he asked him, he said, before we have
she
sex.
Asked him?
Yeah, she asked him, before we have sex, did a dude fuck you? And he said no. And so then she was able to fuck him.
Did you look in his ass to see?
Just once, but.
Right. It was with lube, so it's not going to be really bad.
You know what? You do what you got to do to survive, Dina. You do what you got to do to survive. You'll know when you're in there.
I use a condom. I use a condom if there's AIDS there. Hopefully I don't got it.
You'll be fine. I do want to hear back from this kid after he goes to the Caribbean, and so do a few people on the feedback. So if he can let us know, that'd be good. And I tell you what,
I just think that dude should just throw out a big net, try to bang any chick. I think he should go for like 3 or 4, and I need to stop at 1. He's in the Caribbean. How many times are you going to be there in your life?
Moeller Man says prison dick smells like soap. That's funny to me.
Because they stick dope up their ass. That's what the whole point is.
Oh, I see. Thank you, Dean. I didn't get it.
That is funny, though. I will give that. That is funny.
Well, there you go. So to sum up, George in San Francisco, you're fucked. Snowboy in Canada.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it. He's 3,000 miles away always makes a huge difference, though.
Adam, you're screwed. And Snowboy, good luck.
Actually, tell George from San Francisco I'll be there in April, and middle of April, because my brother's getting married on the 13th.
All right. Look out for Dina.
What's another 3 months? You know what I mean?
I don't know. He can wait. He's waited fucking long. Right. I'm sure it was a loveless marriage for like fucking 5 years. So
I'm sure too. Well, thank you very much, Dina.
I'll be in San Francisco in April for a wedding.
Thank you, Dina.
Thank you, Dina.
All right. You guys have a good night. All right.
All right. Bye. Here's some news stories that'll cheer everybody up. A goth. One of those people that dress up all doom and gloom, you know, wear everything black.
Because they're very original.
Mm-hmm. Everything's sad. A goth who leads his girlfriend around with a dog lead and collar. Oh, the collar and the leash. Mm-hmm. Was stopped from getting on a bus amid fears of passenger safety. Danny Graves, 25, and his fiancée, 19, of Dewsbury, West Yorks, claim they have been discriminated against by the bus company.
They were. This is almost the same as, like, if you were pissed and you were trying to get off a bus and the bus driver's like, no, for the safety of everybody, get off the bus. You can't come in. You, scary one. Yes, I'm looking at you, Keith Malley.
I don't understand what that has to do with the dog collar.
Because goth people look scary to some people. When you and I look at goth people, we're like, oh, what did daddy do to you?
I don't think letting him on because he doesn't like the way he looks. I think he's not letting on because you have a torture device around somebody's neck.
Yeah, but coupled with the fact that, you know, you probably put a little too much white makeup on your face to pale you out and, you know, you dyed your hair black and there's studs on your belt and, you know what I mean?
The black-clad couple said they have been told to leave one bus and prevented from boarding another.
Oh, wow.
The bus firm said safety comes first. We're used to strange looks, we're used to comments, but we didn't expect it from someone like that. They're providing a public service, said the goth people. We had our bus passes. We did everything that you were supposed to do to get on a bus.
What do you think, babe?
I think it's not safe.
Why?
Why isn't it safe?
Because there's a torture device on someone?
Because you're driving a bus and you could stop and turn at any time. Oops. She goes flying a little bit.
What about dogs that get on the bus on a collar?
Yeah, I don't think dogs should be on a bus while we're at it, while we're making the laws. The woman came up with the idea to wear the dog collar and said previous boyfriends had called her a weirdo when she suggested it, but the couple love each other, and this is a sign of trust.
Aww.
And the dude says, quote, she's very animal-like. She's like a pet as well as a partner. Okay, so are pets allowed on the bus, yes or no? Probably not. Then no, you're not allowed because you're more like a pet than a human. He says he does everything for his girlfriend, including laying out her clothes, feeding her, and cleaning their house. He said, you wouldn't expect your cat or dog to do washing up or cleaning around the house. So he does it. So dogs aren't allowed then.
Oh my God, is he being serious?
Yeah. The bus operator said other passengers are put at risk if the bus brakes sharply. Exactly. Operations director said...
Or maybe if she decides to bite that day.
The operations director of the bus company said... we take any allegation of discrimination very seriously. I'm sure you weren't giggling over it. And have interviewed the driver regarding these claims. Our primary concern is passenger safety. And while the couple are very welcome to travel on our buses, we are asking that they remove the dog leash before boarding the bus. It could be dangerous for the couple and other passengers if a driver had to brake sharply while the lady was wearing the lead.
Did they ask them to remove it or did they just say get out?
They said get out. I'm sure they asked. I'm sure they said. I mean, it makes sense. They would have said. They wouldn't just say, get off. They deal with crazy people all the time. The company said it's raiding the man to apologize for any distress caused by the way this matter was handled. Should you have taken it to the side? Come here, bring your dog. Get off the bus. Free speech. I don't know why I can't wear my t-shirt that says, I will bomb this plane on a plane.
Oy.
Free speech. It's free speech, assholes. Am I, look at me. Am I really look like somebody that's going to bomb a plane? I really do.
Oh, you know what? We have the picture on the forums of the couple with the dog.
How do they look?
Very goth. Very young, too. We'll post it on the All Episodes thing, of course, on our website.
Does she look animal-like?
No, she looks pretty innocent. You know, she looks really, really young.
I'm looking now. He looks like Marilyn Manson without the makeup.
He does.
And she looks like she was hit in the face by a frying pan. She looks like Mary Jo Buttafuoco. No, she, right? Mary Jo Fisher. Mary Jo Fisher. Who's the Fisher girl?
It's not Mary Jo.
Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher, yeah.
She looks like Amy Fisher.
She does a little bit, but it could be just because they're also young. But, you know, it doesn't really look so much like...
It's a chain. It's metal. It's a metal chain that he's holding on a bus where that you bump into everybody.
Yeah.
That people bump into you. That rude people push you.
She looks so young.
And then somebody, he'd be a great pickpocketing victim. Because he tries to chase you by holding his dog. He's just dragging her around. Oh. Police, police, help me. What? I need help. What's the problem? Life. But right now, somebody stole my wallet.
She's so young. She's already, like, she asked every boyfriend to chain her up.
She's 19.
Oh, okay. She looks younger.
She finally found somebody.
Yeah.
How many boyfriends did she have?
And did all of them, were they all goth, you know? Maybe she's asking, like, you know, plaid wearing,
yeah.
You know?
Like, she tried it once, like, during sex, and the guy was into it. And then the next morning, she's like, okay, let's go out here. Put this on me. What? We're going out. Put it on me. Yeah. You called me a dog last night. I'm your bitch.
I went on all fours.
Right. No, that was just for the night, I thought.
This guy was, you are animal-like.
You're weird.
Wow.
Yeah. We're used to getting looks. Of course you are. So you were real surprised when a bus driver said it's unsafe. Can you do it on a roller coaster? Can you bring the chain on? That's just a chain. She's my dog. I'm bringing a dog on this roller coaster. She's more dog-like. Tell him. Ruff. See? Here's my favorite kind of dog story. Longer listeners know this one. Oh, I love these stories. Keep your dog in your house.
I turned around and noticed that there was a big bloody mess on his bed. And then I looked a little bit closer and four of his toes was missing.
Tim Cantrell says his buddy's 5-month-old pit bull mix China, seen here, chewed 4 toes off 27-year-old Terry Smith's left foot this morning. While Cantrell is disturbed by the incident, he says the dog is basically harmless. And that because of an accident her owner suffered 5 years ago that left Smith paralyzed from the waist down, he didn't feel a thing. And Cantrell says Smith wasn't in any pain and was less concerned about his missing toes and more concerned about what might happen to his pooch.
Picture that. Picture a baby pit bull just chewing on this guy's toes. In some accident, they don't say what, makes him paralyzed from the waist down so he doesn't know.
So He's permanently paralyzed?
He's paralyzed from the waist down permanently.
Oh, that's why he's not bothered and he's wondering about his dog. What does he need his toes for?
I bet balance.
Balance
I'm bet
he's
walk
paralyzed.
Different.
He's sitting down.
Oh, right. Still, you don't want him? I don't know.
For what? For extra reaching and cleaning in between them? You're paralyzed. Who cares what you have? Well, what's you're not going to get laid now because you don't have toes?
So you should take your legs off altogether.
Who cares? His dog is all he has. So what if he loses some toes?
Do you picture the dog just like putting its paw on it and like chewing on it slowly because there's no reaction?
Oh my God.
You know how dogs play with chew
yeah.
toys?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Just nice and slow. Paralyzed, though. He could have bit on something else. He wouldn't know it.
Yeah. Ooh.
Let's hope he's all right and don't get no kind of infection. And like, he's a really good dude, and I hope they don't do nothing stupid to his dog because that would destroy him, man. He loves that dog more than anything.
This is all roughy. He ate my toes off. What happened to you? Which part? What was the first accident? The cat
yeah.
tripped you?
Yeah.
That's kind of important. What happened? What happened that he's paralyzed? From something, a pre-existing condition. It's not important to the story.
And all I remember is they told me, you know, your baby's he's down here.
Courtney McGee was on medication and barely remembers holding her son Jacob minutes after he died at birth.
I was hurt. I didn't know what to do. I was scared. Terrified.
This is a different story.
The worst thing ever has happened.
No, this is the worst thing that happened to her. Some dude in another state got the toes bit off.
Terrified. I mean, the worst thing ever has happened in my life.
So McGee and her family began planning the baby's funeral, but the body couldn't be found. A lawsuit filed by the family says that for 19 hours, the baby was missing until the hospital staff at Hughley Medical Center in Fort Worth realized it.
They told us that the baby was, you know, that a lady, the cleaning lady, was sent up there. And later that day, she did not recognize there was a baby wrapped up in a blanket. And, you know, she put him in the laundry and he was shipped off.
The funeral.
Wait, she didn't recognize that it was a. So the baby was shipped off to laundry, not thrown out.
It's put in the laundry, right.
Mm.
So a maid came up, just grabbed all the linen off of a bed, didn't realize there was a baby inside. That was dead already.
I think that's fair. What is she, you know, you don't expect to see some.
You think
dead
that's fair?
No, not fair. I think, like, you know, you can't blame the maid. You don't expect there to be a dead baby.
I guess. They're not told. Shake it out just in case of baby.
Right. Can you imagine that, too? She's like, oh, let me just quickly, woo.
Flies across the room.
And then she thinks she's the one who killed it, and then she just leaves it there like, I didn't do nothing.
And then she puts it. Maybe that did happen. Then she put it in the dryer. It'll be another maid.
Oh, God.
She probably thinks she killed a baby. She's happy to hear this. Oh,
no, seriously, yeah, maybe, you know.
And, you know, she put him in the laundry and he was shipped off.
The funeral director says it picked up the boy's body from a commercial laundry facility. According to the lawsuit, the body was tossed in with the dirty laundry and severely disfigured.
I think it's very wrong because I wanted to open casket, say my last goodbyes. You know, I really honestly don't know if that's my son in that casket. I was just told.
The hospital, through its attorney, said...
What are you going to do, recognize it?
I was going to say, but you know what? This woman wouldn't have been happy no matter. She just lost a baby after it was born. So,
right.
You know, now that it's disfigured, she wanted an open casket. Maybe if it wasn't, she'd be like, I can't look at my baby. You know, she's fucked. She just had a baby in her stomach for 9 months. There's no happy ending no matter what.
And I can see this better than she could because I'm removed from it.
Plus, like, you have that voice in your head that tells you.
I say good for you. Your baby made you a lot of money.
Yikes, you.
Good for you.
All right. It's,
okay. Your baby's dead. Now your baby's dead with money. You know? You found a dead baby just like yours, but with a lot of money now.
Oh my God.
Kind of the point I was making.
That's my son in that casket. I was just told.
The hospital, through its attorney, says it's sympathetic to Ms. McGee and the family's loss, but says this case is not worthy of a lawsuit and will fight the allegations vigorously. McGee says she wants the hospital to be more careful in the future.
I just hope it doesn't happen to anybody else. I really do.
I probably won't. Chances are it probably won't.
She's suing because she wants this to be avoided to happen to everybody else.
It's not an epidemic.
Babies always get thrown out in the hospital. I'm going to try to prevent that.
Well, how about just a dollar in apology? I don't think you'll try hard for a dollar.
How about if we do it again, we give you $10 million? There, you prevented it because we're going to be so careful now.
Tonight, a crosswalk controversy. The street department in Muncie says painting a crosswalk in a residential area is not necessary unless it's around a school. As 6 News reporter Ray Cortopassi reports, one man took drastic steps to change that, even if it meant breaking the law.
Whitney Stump is his name. He bought his house in Muncie 2 years ago. From the window of his front door, he's watched as cars blew through the stop sign at his corner at Dix and North Streets.
I called the street and sign department probably a half dozen times in the course of 6 months, a year.
When nobody listened, the 27-year-old Ball State grad student and father took matters into his own hands. And now, there is a crosswalk.
The street department didn't paint this.
No. I used spray paint on the outline, and then I went to Walmart where they had a sale on Killian's white paint. And
rolled it out?
And rolled it out, yeah.
It's a very nice-looking crosswalk. It has, you know, the big, thick lines and then space, then lines. You know what I mean?
He did it right.
It looks just like a crosswalk. I would have spray-painted crosswalk. If I wanted to make my area nicer.
I think it's so funny that he gives credit to Walmart.
Yes.
He tells us which... Because
what paint
he
used.
No, because if you wanted a crosswalk in front of your house, if it's dangerous, he's telling you what paint to buy and where to go get it.
Right.
It's important.
Having a visual signal on the ground is a cue for vehicles to slow down.
As Stump put it, he became a guerrilla city worker.
And if they're not going to provide a safe environment for me and my community, then I believe that I have a moral obligation.
To many on the street, Stump has become something of a folk hero.
You don't think he was defacing property?
Heavens to Betsy's, no. I told him to do the other three.
Heavens to Betsy's.
So cute.
They have a nice little community. I say good for him.
I say good for him, too. It's too bad he's going to go to jail.
Needed a crosswalk, you think?
Oh, yeah, I did.
But Muncie PD didn't see it that way. Stump was arrested once for criminal mischief and then a second time and spent 10 hours in jail when he went back to touch it up.
Well, you probably can't do that to public property owned by the city. Yeah, you still got to go through proper channels. I mean, he's making a good statement, but I mean, they're probably going to cover it up, aren't they?
They haven't yet.
Well, I mean, if they don't cover it up, then I guess he got what he wanted.
Stump has already paid the fine on the first charge, but he'll have to...
I guess he got what he wanted. I know I'm not going to respect it. I'm plowing through just like always.
See, but now if the city actually does make it a crosswalk and paints it, then can they still throw him in jail? You know what I mean? It's like, you win, but fuck you.
They're going to let it go. They're not going to... What are they going to... You know what I mean? They're going to make it more unsafe to prove a point. You know, there's probably some kind of thing like, we have to, or you'll turn your... Don't they have town meetings, though? This sounds like a small community. They don't have town meetings? I watch Weeds. You get together and you go, yeah, we need a crosswalk. Let's do one.
Guess he got what he wanted.
Stump has already paid the fine on the first charge, but he'll have to be in court on the second. That happens next month. Still, having gone through the criminal process, he says he's still determined to get back to that intersection and paint the other three crosswalks.
Alan writes in, he would paint a dead baby on the road. It's a good thing we don't live in that place. This guy's doing it right. He made a nice crosswalk. A baby, then tiny writing. Just kidding. Please slow down.
Kids study to learn, get good grades, get into a good college. But should they study for money? At Creekside High near Atlanta, these kids are getting...
That's money, by the way.
Somebody thought they were so clever. Money doesn't even make that sound anymore. Right. When did it?
For money? At Creekside High near Atlanta, these kids are getting $8 an hour to be tutored in math and science.
2 times 3 and no math.
An experimental program targeting promising students with low grades.
I'm sorry, going back real quick, Jeremy's saying Muncie, I believe that's Indiana, right, is also where they shot Armed and Famous. That's when the reality show where they had celebrities be cops. These are the kinds of cases they would have been handling. I guess it's okay you did give LaToya a gun.
Don't do something.
Targeting promising students with low grades.
If we don't do something, we're doing a disservice to our children.
The idea came from Newt Gingrich. There's no taxpayer money involved. His daughter heads a foundation sponsoring the program.
Is it the answer? No. Is it a possible idea that might work? Yes.
Some people wrote the Atlanta Journal-Constitution calling the program unfair to kids who work hard to begin with and one of the dumbest things I have ever heard.
Those are official statements.
And people's parents. It is very stupid, I think.
It is mean to people who are studying on their own. It's mean.
Right. And then you fail. Then you fail and you'd be held back. You don't to pay somebody, and it does. It would stop you from trying in life.
But if you want to keep it even, and if you are going to pay, then how about paying for every A? And then if you want the help, we'll provide the help, but not, you know, not per hour, because then if I was a smart kid, I would just join the, you know, but it's a waste of time for them.
And you're really, right, you should get paid on your grade, right? Because if you go to get the help, who's to say you're paying attention? You're going like everybody goes to work. Like adults go to work and you try to get away with what you could. And you
so there's your life lesson. This is what you're going to be doing for the rest of your life.
That's right.
You know?
Some experts say it could make kids less interested in learning when they're not being paid.
Rewards aren't just ineffective. They're counterproductive. And we've seen this over and over again.
You actually do get a reward. You get grades. And then you get a better college and a better, you know, I mean... That's how the system is supposed to work. No, it's not always like that. Not everybody that goes to college and gets good grades gets a good job, but There is a system there, and if you're going to pay kids, that's so not fair.
Counterproductive, and we've seen this over and over again.
That's it, though. That's the point. We've seen it over and over again.
What are you talking about?
Like when? Can you just give it? I'm sure you're right. Can we have an example? That's all I need. That's all we need.
Some studies suggest rewards for grades or test scores may work, but these kids get paid for showing up 2 hours twice a week.
There are about 2,500 students at this school, but for this program, only 20 were chosen.
As for the money...
In many instances, these kids are working because whatever they earn, their families need that.
Jeremy's asking, if you drop out, do you get unemployment? You're going to be entitled now.
Mm-hmm.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I guess the same point, you know. I get it that these kids need some time, but it would be the same situation if you pay them for the A or the B plus or whatever the hell.
Right.
Because they're saying, oh, they need the money because if they're not in tutoring, they're going to be at a job that makes them maybe the same or around the same money. So how about you get this tutoring. The tutoring is free on both ends. You get to go as much as you want. This is how much it's available, you know. And then if you get the A, then the tutoring equals actual, you know, it's the same thing.
Fooey's saying, if you're a Canadian, do you get a bonus? Where do you think they're doing these programs, Fooey? Where do you think they're doing these?
Their families need that.
Organizers say kids with jobs could cut back work hours, but for some...
The money doesn't really matter. I just need extra help in math.
14-year-old Jalen Brown is in the same program at a nearby middle school. He has plans for the money.
Probably give it to my mom. She needs it.
I'll probably give it to my mom's. She needs the money. First lesson. You have one mom. Singular.
Unless the mom is
right? Dead. They should ask then. Do you have multiple moms?
After 15
but
weeks...
But he needs help in math, so maybe that's the problem.
Right. You know what? Maybe he's deliberately doing it so he can take English courses too and get paid. All of a sudden, everybody's grades are going to drop so that they get into this program.
Right. It's so not fair.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Probably give it to my mom. She needs it.
You sound like a kid that was paying attention in class in the first place. You just couldn't quite grasp things, no matter how hard you tried. I don't know. I'll probably put this bandana on and then give the money to my moms.
After 15 weeks, organizers will check all 40 students' grades and test scores.
If the results are as we think they will be, all of those naysayers will go away. And at this program, we'll be able to export this program nationwide.
At the least, maybe the pay will give some students new incentive to care about math.
No.
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 Dumb. A Mississippi teacher admitted to cops that she had sex with a 15-year-old male student. And she is a good-looking woman.
Really?
This girl is a hot little
How
honey.
How are they all hot?
Yeah. A 15-year-old male student to whom she sent explicit text messages. They say
these. They're always
these.
So stupid.
They show these to each other. They're a kid. How are you going to keep this a secret? How are you going to keep this a secret? My friend Marcus was older. He was 18, maybe 17 at the youngest. He was fucking the home ec teacher. But still, I mean, that's older. But there's no way he's shutting his mouth.
No.
You know, he had to keep it top secret, but he told his circle of friends that kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
At 17, you're bragging about anything you're getting.
Yeah. And what you're not getting. So when you're really
getting it
and you have proof, prove it. Okay. She had sex with a 15-year-old male student to whom she sent explicit text messages and trysted with.
And what?
That means fucked. Yeah. With in her Jaguar, which bore the license.
Jaguar?
Yeah, which bore the license plate. Grrr.
No, it did not.
Yeah, G and five R's.
No, it did
not.
Is she married? How is she making that much money as a teacher?
Check the MySpace and check the license plate of the car.
Wow.
Before you hire anybody. Those are just some of the sleazy details in a Biloxi police report detailing Rebecca Dawn Bogart's alleged sexual assault of the boy, who the 27-year-old educator taught at the Biloxi Alternative School. Well, okay, 27 to 15, you know, you don't know all 15-year-olds. She could have been smarter. He could have been smarter than your average boy.
Uh-huh.
I bet they talked about a lot.
15 years old.
Who was 27 years old? He's 15. You'll find the according to the document, Bogard, the what the fuck? Who the fuck are these people? Oh, her. Rebecca Dawn Bogart referred to the teenager as her little sex fiend in
Ooh.
One text message. Well, guilty. Investigators were contacted by the boy's mother after she discovered raunchy messages on the boy's phone, including one from a Dawn who wrote, quote, I love you, that's the teacher, I love you, yeah, it was the best, which night was the best for you, I'm sensitive but not sore, you were good.
She's had some bad sex in her life that a 15-year-old is making her that sore.
She's pictured in the, well, maybe that was just sweet talk too. Maybe she's not really sore.
Sensitive, not sore.
She is facing felony sexual battery charges. She has been suspended without pay and is free on $50,000 bail.
And this kid is now the coolest kid in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Of course, he's, you know, you're never going to delete those messages.
No.
Ever.
No, you're going to jerk off to them. You're jerking off to everything else. You might as well.
And then the days of fucking kids are over. I'm telling you. I'm sorry if you were born too late. The days of fucking kids are over. You can't get away with it now. Find something new. Sorry, but Uncle Keith said, the days of fucking kids are over and you missed it. You missed it. You know what I would like to do? Quaaludes. The days are over. I was born too late for that. And you were born too late for kid fucking. Stop it. You're gonna get in trouble. You're gonna get in trouble. Super Bowl's this weekend. Before we get out of here, here's some more things that apparently you can bet on, because I get into it. I bet on coin toss and...
Brother Love's scared to watch the Super Bowl with you because he's just like, what stupid thing is he going to make me bet on?
I have an ATM machine in my house now. I'm ready for this weekend. Here's some things that you're able to bet on professionally. Who will the MVP thank first?
What do you mean you're allowed to?
You can go to, like, I don't know, bodog.net, bookies in Vegas, and you can bet on all these things.
You're allowed to.
Yeah, regular people can bet on sports, absolutely. It's totally legal.
I thought it was illegal.
No, bookies are illegal, like doing shady things, like
loan
sharks and stuff like that. You can bet normally.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is that like you can play poker and bet, but you can't have a dealer in the house, can't make money?
That kind of thing, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you have to be sanctioned. Let's say you can play in Vegas. You can't play in somebody's house for money.
Okay,
that kind of thing.
All right.
So these things are legitimate things that companies are taking bets on. Who will the MVP thank first? Teammates, 2-1 odds. God, 5-2 odds.
What?
They study this. If they'll thank God.
Oh, who they're thanking first?
Yeah,
okay.
Family, 2-1. Coach, 5-1, or no one, 6-1 odds. You can bet on this. And you know what? And they study it. Like, I think there's a 12.5 point difference if you're taking the spread between, you know, Patriots are going to, of course, beat the Giants.
Yeah, there's probably numbers on it.
They study this
stuff. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't just make this up for fun. They study teammates and God and thanking no one.
By the way, Cole is saying, I'm not betting on shit with Keith. He always wins.
Just bring your purse, honey. It'll just be a fun game and bring your purse. NID. I need you to, in case you have to co-sign somebody's loan. Will it take Jordan Sparks more or less than 102 seconds to sing the national anthem? Do you want to take over or under 102 seconds?
You mean like the whole song? Will it take him over or under 102 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You pay $100. If it's over and you win, you get $120.
They really are giving me more ideas. You didn't even think of
this
stuff.
Yeah, if it's under $110, there's a $10 difference. They study this. They study the time that people take to sing the national anthem.
I feel like we should play poker after the game.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone's sane, I say we run it.
Which Super Bowl commercial will have a higher rating? What does his newspapers? Who says if it's good or not? Budweiser, GoDaddy, Pepsi, Victoria's Secret, or other? 2-1 is the safe bet for
That's
other.
That's a silly one.
How many times will Budweiser's
That's a silly one.
Budweiser's 1-2 odds?
Budweiser's
what kind
are
of reverse
good.
Odds is that? How many times will Joe Buck mention Peyton Manning's name during the broadcast? Over or under 5.5 times? Do you think?
What's a 0.5 time?
Maybe Peyton. Maybe that's 0.5. I think they do it just so you don't say 6. Do you know what I mean? The spread is Patriots will win by 12.5 points over the Giants. So you can't get 0.5 points, obviously. And I believe that's so that if you get 13 points, it's like, well, which way does it go? Well, it's more than 12.5.
Oh, I see. Clearly, I don't really understand spreads.
Okay.
Okay.
How many times will Eli Manning's father be shown on the broadcast? You can bet on. Well, the entire Fox pregame team picked the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. If you bet $150 and you win, you get $150. If you bet $140 and you win, you get $100. This is confusing.
A little bit, you think?
What song will Tom Petty play first during the halftime show you can bet on? 2-3 odds, free falling. 5-1 odds, don't do me like that. 12-1 odds, learning to fly. 9-1 odds, great wide open. Last dance with Mary Jane, 4-1 odds. And running down the dream, 7-5 odds.
Wow.
7-5 odds. They took their calculator.
Wow, did they go through all his concerts and wow.
They LimeWired and saw what was the most popular.
Wow.
People are losing houses this weekend. It's exciting.
That's no joke. Yeah, I bet somebody will.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, seriously, if you're coming to my party, bring your purse. Or wallet. I don't sexually discriminate. Also, before we get out of here, don't forget, it's February. Buy a nigga a t-shirt month. For all the jokes and disgusting comments you guys have been making about shades darker than you Mexicans, Puerto Rican, blacks, of course, this is the time that you can undo a little bit of the damage. You buy any kind of Keith and the Girl clothing this month, and you give it to them. You don't have to say it, but it's kind of understood. Hey, I'm sorry. We fucked up.
And as a bonus for this month, you will get a free keychain, and that is if you put the promo code...
Pride.
Pride.
Into the notes and comment section whenever you make your order. And don't worry, the rest of the year is for you. But this is for you to make up for the evil that you've done.
And by the way, this is our first Keith and the Girl leap year. So you do get an extra day for this promotion.
As there should be. I've heard the nasty things you people have been saying. As it
this
should
year's
be.
Been pretty bad. Yeah. With your mouths.
Anything else before we leave?
Always go to keithandthegirl.com/events. I should be updating it a little more. If you're in town in February 23rd in New York City, join us on the Lower East Side. Go to keithandthegirl.com/events for more information.
There you go. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.